Welcome to Rhema for Today.
What we call the laity or the general public did not have the Spirit of God either in them or on them and knew nothing about the leading. Under the new covenant, Jesus said to me, it does not say as many as are led by prophets, they are the sons of God. Oh no. Oh no. And that's where we get in trouble again, not getting our minds renewed, not getting our souls saved. Then we're running around for some prophet to prophesy to us to tell us what to do.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. Today you'll hear more from Kenneth E. Hagin on his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1, next on Rhema for Today Radio. Also, later in today's program, I'll tell you about this month's special radio offer. Right now, let's join Kenneth E. Hagin for today's message.
Now go back to our text here before we go further. Go back to our text here in Romans. For as many, Romans 8:14, for as many as are led. So we can expect to be led, can't we? Or we could say led or guided, either one would be all right here. Remember Jesus talks about when the Holy Ghost comes, He'll guide you. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. No, we don't have to look to man for guidance. We don't have to go to some man for guidance. That's unscriptural. We all have the Spirit of God. Are you listening to me? I'll get into that a little further when, in our lessons here, particularly at Rhema, when I talk about the ministry of the prophet, we get into ministry gifts. One time when Jesus appeared to me in February of 1959, sat down in a chair right beside me and talked to me for an hour and a half about the ministry of the prophet. I saw him just as real as I see you sitting there. Heard footsteps come into my room. It's an open vision. My eyes were wide open. That's the highest type of vision there is. There are three types of vision. The open vision is the highest type. And Jesus talked to me about the ministry of the prophet, and he said, the prophet's ministry is not set in the church to guide members and to tell them what to do. Now, under the old covenant, Jesus said to me, people would go to the prophet and ask him what to do and seek advice from him or direction or guidance from him because, see, he had the Spirit of God. They didn't have the Spirit of God. Under the old covenant, no one except the king, the priest, and the prophet had the Holy Spirit upon them to enable them to stand in that office. What we call the laity or the general public did not have the Spirit of God either in them or on them and knew nothing about the leading. Under the new covenant, Jesus said to me, it does not say as many as are led by prophets, they are the sons of God. No, no. Oh no. And that's where we get in trouble again, not getting our minds renewed, not getting our souls saved. Then we're running around for some prophet to prophesy to us to tell us what to do. Don't shout me down now just because I'm preaching real good. Amen. No, Jesus said to me, the ministry of the prophet in this area in the New Testament is only to confirm what people already have in their own spirits. And you'll notice I tell people all the time, if you don't already have it in your own spirit, then don't you do it. If it doesn't confirm something you have, then forget it. Forget it. Forget it. No, it doesn't say as many as are led by prophets, they're the sons of God. It said as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The sons of God can expect to be led by the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. And really, it's there all the time. You haven't recognized it because you're not spiritual enough. You're too much living in the soul realm or too much in the physical realm. And if you take the time to listen, you'd find the guidance. Well, now, how does He guide us? That's a good question. He is going to lead us. We have the scripture that said so. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. The sons of God are led by the Spirit of God. They're not led by somebody else telling them what to do. That's not the leading at all. How does he lead? Well, the 16th verse gives you a clue. The Spirit itself, or as the margin says, himself beareth witness with our spirits that we are the children of God. Well now, if in this most important aspect of life, the most important thing that can happen to you, becoming a child of God, if that's the way that he lets you know that you are a child of God, his Spirit bearing witness with your spirit, then you could understand that that's the first and the foremost way that he'll lead you is, number one, by the inward witness. And the inward witness will be above all other witnesses. That's number one. That's the primary way. You don't know that you're a child of God because somebody prophesied to you you're saved. You wouldn't even accept that. You don't know that you're a child of God because somebody else said, I feel like you are. You don't accept that. Amen. You're not a child of God because you had a vision. You might or you might not, but that don't make you a child of God. That's not what the Bible said. That's not the way you know you're a child of God. Isn't that right? How did he say that we know we're children of God? His Spirit, God's Spirit, bears witness with our spirits. Sometimes you can't tell a person how you know, but you just know it right down there on the inside of you. Amen. Isn't that right? You know it. You know it. An inward witness. That is the main way. That is the primary way that he will lead you and guide you is, number one, the inward witness. So we're going to talk about how the Lord leads us by the Spirit. Number one, by the inward witness. You will find that being led by an inward witness is number one, as I said. Or it's the primary way that the Lord leads all of his children. Now I could think of many times in life that I've been led by an inward witness. And most always that's the way I'm led. Oh yes, I've had revelations and I've had other way, but most of the time, the majority of times, that's the way I'm led. I came to Tulsa by an inward witness. I remember one time, I'll go back and give one illustration, and I'll give one a little bit closer here. I didn't know as much as I know now. Now don't misunderstand me at all. I don't know as much now as I'm going to know. Glory to God. I'd hate to think that I know all that I'd ever know in this life about God and the Holy Ghost and the Bible. It'd be terrible for a fellow to die being as ignorant as I am. And you'd just think how terrible it would be for you to die being Amen. Amen. No, I don't know everything. Do you? I'll say it again. I'll say, well, don't be afraid to tell people I don't know. Because you don't. You don't know everything. Amen. Thank God what we do know. Well, now, I want to show you something here about this inward witness. My wife and I were pastor of a little church in the black land in north central Texas. And so there's another church wanted me to come and try out as pastor down in the oil field of East Texas. So I went down there and preached on a Sunday. and in 1941. And after I'd preached on that Sunday, I was on my way back home traveling after the service back to my home. It was over a little over 100 miles, about 120 miles, I guess, where you had to go then. No two-lane roads, no highways, or even four-lane roads. And they'd asked me, you know, if they could vote on me for pastor. And so I said yes. And so I put out this fleece. You see, I hadn't been too long. I was born and raised Southern Baptist and started preaching Southern Baptist, got the baptism of the Holy Ghost as a Baptist pastor in 1937 and 19 after receiving the left foot of fellowship from among the Baptists. In 1939, June of 39, I accepted the pastor of this little full gospel church. Now in March of 1941, you see, a couple of years later, this church wanted to consider me. And I'd been around these full gospel people long enough now until a lot of their misconceptions had rubbed off on me. Don't misunderstand me, there's a lot of good things got off on me too. Praise the Lord. But this one was bad. I kept hearing them. I didn't hear that so much among the Baptists, but I kept hearing them talking about putting out a fleece. So I put out a fleece. See, I knew better. It saved me a lot of trouble praying. Saved you a lot of trouble getting alone, waiting on God. Maybe fasting. Just put out a fleece. Now, Lord, if you want me to do that, well, you do this. Or, Lord, shut that door and open this door. But some of those doors the devil might shut and the devil might open because they're on his territory.
Welcome to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin. You can find more great materials by Kenneth E. Hagin, Kenneth W. Hagin, and the rest of the Hagin family by visiting our online bookstore. I want to tell you about this month's radio offer. We're offering Kenneth E. Hagin's 3-CD set entitled Jesus is Coming Again. Next is Pastor Kenneth Hagin's book entitled The Table That Speaks. Last but not least is Lynette Hagin's book, Hey God, Why Is It Taking So Long? All these items are for the special price of only $40. To order, call toll-free 1-888-FAITH-99. That's 1-888-324-8499. You can also order online at rhema.org. That's rhema.org. rhema.org. Or you can write to Kenneth Hagin Ministries. Our address is P.O. Box 50126, Tulsa, Oklahoma, 74150. We always love to hear from our listeners, so write in or email us today and become a part of Rhema for Today. Right now, let's join Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.
Rhema Bible Training College, we're enrolling for the fall of 2026. And so you can go online and do that, or you can also come to our Rhema College weekend. That's April the 10th through the 12th. Right here on the Rhema USA campus, you'll attend classes, meet the dean and some other instructors, tour the campus,
yes,
a luncheon, worship night, job and housing, fun night, and of course, end the weekend by attending Rhema Bible Church there on Sunday morning. It's a wonderful weekend, and so we just invite you and encourage you to come and find out all about Rhema Bible
Church. Go to rbtc.org and find out about it.
Tomorrow, more from Kenneth E. Hagin with his teaching, How You Can Be Led by the Spirit of God series, Volume 1. If you'd like, you can visit our online bookstore and also purchase Volume 2 of the series. That's at rhema.org. Thanks for listening to Rhema for Today with Kenneth and Lynette Hagin.